This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Ethiopia's war-scarred Tigray region, there's deep concern for thousands of Eritrean refugees whose camps have been looted and burned to the ground. The whereabouts of thousands of refugees who have scattered is unclear, the UN refugee agency UNHCR said on Friday, after gaining access to Shimelba and Hitsat settlements for the first time since conflict erupted on the 4th of November. Here's UNHCR spokesperson Boris Chezyokov.
Most of the shelters in an area known as Zone A, as well as UNHCR's offices and staff guest house, were burned to the ground. The mission confirmed what satellite imagery and accounts from refugees had indicated at the beginning of this year. UNHCR is deeply concerned for the well-being of the Eritrean refugees who had been residing there, all of whom have fled the camps.
Around 20,000 refugees had been living in the two camps prior to the crisis, which erupted last November, when Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed launched a military campaign in Tigray after accusing the region's governing party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, of attacks on army camps. 100 million more children than were expected now have trouble reading because of school closures linked to COVID-19. The warning from UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Agency, comes in a new report which shows that basic reading skills were already on a downward curve before the pandemic. In 2020, instead of 460 million children having reading difficulties, that number jumped to 584 million as a result of the pandemic. Schooling has been disrupted for an average of 25 weeks since the beginning of the pandemic, UNESCO says, with learning losses expected to be highest in the Latin American and Caribbean region and in Central and Southern Asia. To tackle what the UN agency has called a potential generational catastrophe, it is calling for schools to reopen with greater support for teachers, initiatives to prevent pupils dropping out, and an acceleration of the availability of digital learning tools. It's convening education ministers from all over the world on Monday, the 29th of March, to discuss these recommendations. To Angola, finally, where hunger is on the rise in the southwest as families endure the worst drought in four decades. The alert from the World Food Programme, WFP, is for the provinces of Kwanza Sul, Benguela, Huambo, Namibe and Huila, where harvests are down around 40%. In addition to chronic food insecurity and malnutrition rates, the situation is also causing displacement as families move towards other provinces and across the border to Namibia to feed themselves and their livestock. In 2019, drought had already affected 1.6 million people in Angola, a situation that continued into 2020. WFP said in a statement that it's helping by coordinating food security and nutrition assessments in the south of the country and supporting school meals programs along with government partners. Daniel Johnson, UN News.